You're listening to Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
His supporters range from Nelson Mandela to Noam Chomsky to Amnesty International and the Canadian Union of Public Employees. Leonard Peltier was extradited from Canada to the United States in 1976. He was tried and convicted of killing two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. The agents were killed in a gun melee during a period of extremely high tensions stoked by the American government in its efforts to assert control on the reservation and crush the American Indian movement. Peltier was an American Indian movement activist, and his trial is widely considered to have been highly flawed. Amnesty International considers him a political prisoner. This February 4th, Peltier supporters have called on an international day of solidarity with Leonard Peltier. Barry Cardinal is one of the organizers of the rally planned for here in Vancouver, and we've reached him by phone. Hello, Barry, and welcome to Red Eye.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. Now, Peltier was imprisoned for killing two FBI agents. What happened exactly on that day?
Well, on June 26th, in 1975, federal agents had amassed quite a number of paramilitary groups, Goon Squad, Guardians of the Oglala Nation, BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs Police, FBI, state troopers, and they entered this Jumping Bull compound on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, apparently looking for some guy who had stole a pair of cowboy boots. But anyhow, a shootout occurred, and two FBI agents were killed, and one Indian man named Joe Stuntz. And, you know, originally there was three people arrested for this murder, for the murders. Two of them got off on self-defense, and Leonard escaped to Canada. And he was arrested here on February 6, 1976. And he was arrested by the RCMP in Small Boys Camp, which is a Cree community in by Hinton, Alberta. And then he was extradited illegally. The U.S. officials, justice officials, FBI had coerced this one woman into signing affidavits stating that she saw Leonard Peltier murder these agents. But it came out later that her testimony was coerced and she was threatened by the FBI and stuff like that. So, you know, and the important thing is when... with the other two people that were charged with this, Dino Butler and Bob Robideau, the evidence that was used to exonerate them wasn't allowed in Leonard Peltier's case. So it was really flawed. You know, they railroaded him, basically, and he's been in prison for the last 36 years for this crime, you know.
At the time of the shooting on the reserve, what was the atmosphere like there?
You know, some people say it was a reign of terror at that time. That's what they call there was kind of like how you say a real conflict, a civil war. I should say a civil war created by FBI. You know, and this corrupt chief, his name is Dickie Wilson, who is tribal chairman, and it was over uranium mines. American Indian movement had been invited there by traditional people and the elders to protect, because people were being murdered, you know, all over the reservation who were opposing the sale of uranium mines on the reservation. And, you know, to note, during the shootout, the day of the shootout, Dick Wilson had transferred tribal land to this, you know, to the U.S. government, uranium, so they could mine for uranium on the reservation. So, you know, this directly links to all the stuff that's happening currently today about pipelines and stuff like that, the environment, you know.
So there was a kind of pro-government friendly group there, and then AIM, the American Indian Movement, was not so friendly to the government.
No, they were opposed to... you know, the abuses that were happening, the injustice that was happening on the reservation, people are being murdered, traditional people, anybody who supported AIM or anybody who, you know, opposed the tribal chairman at that time. And, you know, and the U.S. government, FBI, they funded this guy and armed him with military, you know, military weapons to suppress American Indian movement and anybody who opposed Dickie Wilson, tribal chairman at that time.
And Leonard Peltier was part of AIM. What happened exactly to AIM on the reserve? Did they thrive? Were they wiped out? What happened exactly?
No, you know, a lot of them went to prison and stuff like that. Leonard Peltier, you know, as you know, he's been in prison for the last 36 years, and some of them were murdered. The extent to which the federal officials, FBI and U.S. government, went to suppress this movement, you know, it's amazing. People were murdered, and a lot of stuff happened. So they did everything in their power to dismantle this movement because it was fought for indigenous rights and it fought for, you know, against uranium mines on the reservation.
Right. You mentioned the evidence, and I want to stick with that for a second. What was the evidence brought against him? What evidence did they use?
Well, first of all, the eyewitness, Myrtle Poorbear, the one who signed the affidavit stating that she saw Leonard murder these agents, was fraudulent. You know, she was coerced. She was coerced by FBI. You know, she was threatened. Another thing, too, the ballistics test they did on the gun that they claim Leonard used, it was fraud. You know, the evidence wasn't... Yeah, it wasn't the same weapon, you know, and this came out of the Freedom of Information Act and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Before his arrest and trial, Peltier, he escaped to Canada in 1976. He was arrested and extradited. Can you tell us about the extradition and the arrest and the extradition process?
Well, at that time, you know, the Solicitor General was Liberal MP Warren Allman, who supported the extradition, but later became one of the strong advocates on behalf of Peltier, urging the U.S. government to review his case because, you know, it came to light that these were fraudulent affidavits that got him extradited to begin with. So, you know, when you think about all that's happened to Leonard Peltier, you know, and then still to this day, like, there was a book written about him in the U.S. called In the Spirit of Crazy Horse, which was banned in the U.S. for 8 years, you know. It was written by Peter Matheson, and he really took apart the case, and you know, the evidence shows that Leonard Peltier is an innocent man. They have no direct evidence linking him to the murder, but they changed it around. They said, well, he's being charged with aiding and abetting, you know. So
you mentioned that the affidavits were coerced. Were they coerced by the FBI?
Yes, FBI and other state officials, mostly the FBI, though, because two of their own were murdered, so they wanted to pin this on somebody, and Leonard became their scapegoat.
Right. Leonard's been in jail for 36 years now. How's his health?
His health is failing. He's, you know, just imagine being in a federal institution, and you know, and the, any kind of excuse they can find, they put him in solitary confinement, and there's been staged beatings against him, threats against his life and stuff like that. So he has been going through a lot in there, and yet he still seems to, you know, be resisting. And so he's a very strong man, but what keeps him going, I believe, is native spirituality, you know, and the campaign to free him, too. There's a worldwide support all over the world, you know, to name a few. It's, you know, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Peter Matheson, and a bunch of Hollywood actors, Dalai Lama, European Parliament.
That's quite a list, Leonard's been in jail for quite a long time now, and the prospects for his release, it's 36 years he's been in prison now, seem pretty slim, yet there are so many people who are dedicated and actively supporting him and working for his release. What is it about his case that keeps you and others going?
Well, we know that he's innocent. The evidence shows that he is innocent, and yet they keep him in. You know, and what's going on today, anybody who stands up for indigenous rights or the environment is a target. Could be Leonard Peltier. They could lock you up and put you in prison. and you know, they could silence you. But Leonard, we are his voice, so we need to really we hope people come there and show up in numbers and really call for his release. In early 2000, when President Clinton was he had mentioned that he was going to perhaps grant him executive clemency as he was signed, as he was going out of office. But 500 FBI agents, current and former agents, showed up and demonstrated outside the White House, calling on the government not to grant him executive clemency. So the FBI really has a stronghold on the case too. Mm-hmm. You know.
So you're organizing a rally at the U.S. consulate, I understand, for February 4th. What are your goals for the rally?
Well, we want to raise awareness about Leonard's case, and you know, this has happened all over the world, by the way. You know, it's happening in Germany, Ireland, England, France, and the U.S., and here in Canada, and other countries also. On Saturday, February 4th, Vancouver will host Rally for Justice as part of International Day of Solidarity. 12 p.m. at Portal Park on West Hastings and Thurlow. Supporters will gather for welcome, prayer, and song before marching to the U.S. consulate for ceremony, drumming, song, and speakers. We also have a Facebook page, too. It's called Leonard Peltier Solidarity. So anybody join us, and there will be more information there.
Well, President Clinton didn't grant clemency. Hopefully President Obama will.
Yes, that's what we're hoping for, too. Leonard needs to go home to his people. He's been locked up in a cage for 36 years for a crime he didn't commit, and the U.S. government knows this, and the world knows this. So we hope everybody that hears this comes to our support, Leonard Peltier. Anybody who's fights for Indian rights or human rights will be there.
Okay, thanks so much, Barry, for your continued advocacy and for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
I've been speaking with Barry Cardinal. He is one of the organizers of the rally outside the U.S. consulate here in Vancouver during the International Day of Solidarity for Leonard Peltier on Saturday, February 4th. The consulate is at 1095 West Pender, and the rally begins at 12 noon. And you can find out more at whoisleonardpeltier.info.